Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people are wondering what the heck is going on with this hepatitis outbreak. And we're getting little by little pieces of information about it because it's been very strange where there was a cluster in Alabama, some cases in UK, but now there's more cases. And last week we spoke, one of you had asked if these hepatitis cases are linked to the COVID-19 vaccine. And I told you that I didn't think so personally because many of the kids were below 6 years old and we aren't giving the vaccine out to those under 5 years old in America. And also the timing seemed to be a little off with that. So, I'm open to all opinions, but it sounds like some of these children were younger than 6 years old, and the 5 to 12 age group didn't get approved until October, and some of these cases have been happening recently. So, if it's a 2 or 3 year old, I sincerely doubt, unless, of course, they were involved in a trial, but I don't think so. Just about ruling out that possibility. But my mind will always be open to theories. What is going on right now is nearly 170 children around the world have had this hepatitis or inflammation of their liver. The first case was detected in Scotland at the end of March. This, according to the World Health Organization, one child has now died. 17 have needed liver transplants. This is a very serious liver condition. 11 of these cases have been detected in the U.S. Originally, it was only in Alabama, 9 of them. Now, 2 have been reported in North Carolina. According to Daily Mail, leading virologists fear the real toll of the infection could actually be magnitudes higher because many parents may brush off the warning signs. Meaning, if there's a child that has a tummy ache, some nausea, vomiting, and has a milder case, a parent might not take that child in. A huge symptom, however, is jaundice. If the skin becomes yellow, the eyes become yellow, that's a sign of jaundice. That has been spotted in fewer than half of the children. So if parents are like, my kid doesn't look yellow, we're good. But stomach pains, diarrhea, nausea, lethargy, being tired, those could be symptoms. And again, a big concern that I have, I'm a big fan of telemedicine in terms of, allowing people to have access to a provider. Where I'm concerned about how parents use it is many parents want it as a substitute of a in-person visit. And yeah, that's what telemedicine has become. But if you have a child that has some nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, I cannot, over the phone, if I can't see their eyes or their skin, they might not be displaying it yet, I can't tell you that nausea, vomiting, is hepatitis, is COVID, is rotavirus, is salmonella, E. coli. I can't tell you. So parents call, go, I need something for the nausea. And I'm like, still take them in. No, that's why I called you. Well, I mean, what if your child has something more serious? So many hepatologists and, researchers or doctors are saying, I think there's a lot more cases out there. We just have to tell parents and, remind people that, don't just call a doctor over the phone for some medicine for nausea. 12 countries have now spotted cases of hepatitis of unknown origin. I wonder if they're going to call it HUO or hepatitis of unknown origin. Because the most common cause of hepatitis is the virus. The hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, or there's, you know, alcoholic-induced hepatitis, there's medication-induced hepatitis. But this is a little interesting. This is, they don't know what's causing this. If it's not alcohol, if it's not medications, if it's not hepatitis, they think it might be an adenovirus. And an adenovirus is a virus that can cause a whole variety of things, you know, stomach bugs, colds. In fact, you know, adenoviruses are very, very common. And many adenoviruses cause just a common cold. So what could be going on? Is it because these kids were locked down for 2 years, masked, and then their immunity is down because they didn't get the constant bombardment of the bugs and the adenoviruses that are around, that when some of them get exposed, now it's causing more severe illness? I don't know. You know, is it that, you know, there's a lab leak of a new virus? Now, UK officials have ruled out the COVID vaccine as a possible cause. None of the ill British children had been vaccinated because of their young age. Okay, so there we go. That's also, it's now being also said by UK. None of the cases in the U.S. were also among vaccinated children. They say they think that children mixing in kindergartens and schools have lower immunity to seasonal adenovirus than in previous years because of restrictions. I believe that. That's according to Dr. Taylor Robinson telling Daily Mail. This means they could be at more risk for developing hepatitis because their immune response is weaker to the virus. That's very interesting. My children, who were already kind of, you know, older teens and then turning 18 and 20 during the pandemic, they were like, Mom, I don't want to be in a bubble. I want to be around. I want my immune system to still be exposed to things. And I told them, I don't know where they got that from. I hope they didn't, you know, because that's how I used to be like, you know, look, I got to be, because people would always ask me, and the kids would listen, how come, Dahlia, you don't get sick as a doctor? You're around this all, and I go, well, maybe it's because I'm around it all the time. You know, trust me, I can't get the flu, which is why I get the flu shot, and, you know, but it's because I think when you're always around illness, you build up an immunity. And so my kids felt that same way. They're like, I don't, you know, while this COVID is going on, you know, I don't want to get COVID, Mom, but I feel like it's worse for us not to be out there. I'm like, well, get vaccinated for COVID, you know, once the COVID vaccine came, you know, but it is important to still get exercise, sunshine, be around others. You just don't want to be around others if it's something like Ebola, you know. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show, with a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is our producer. So parents of the teenager who was killed falling off a free fall ride in Icon Park in Florida is suing the ride owner, the manufacturer, as well as others. The boy was only 14 at the time. I believe this was March 24th when he was on the free fall ride at the Icon Park. The parents are suing the ride owner, ride manufacturer, construction contractor, and Icon Park, which is the landlord of the property where the ride was operated. The lawsuit has been filed in the Ninth Circuit Court in Orange County, Florida, and seeks an excess of $30,000 in damages under the Florida Wrongful Death Act, seeking damages on behalf of the Tyre Sampson family for pain and suffering, loss of future earnings. The complaint lists, I'm surprised, only $30,000. And they're just saying that seeks an excess, meaning it's anything above that is called an excess, because I would think they would be sued for a lot more. The complaint lists Icon Park, Orlando, Eagle Drop, Slingshot, Extreme Amusement Rides, LLC, doing business as the Slingshot Group of Companies, which is the operator of the Freefall Ride, and whose principal owner is Richie Armstrong, Funtime Handles GmbH, and Gerstlauer Amusement Rides GmbH, which are Austrian companies that designed and manufactured the ride, Heater Construction LLC, which built the ride at its location on International Drive, owned by Clark L. Keeter of Okoki High Rides, which is also owned by Richie Armstrong, ID Center and ID Drive 360 Management Services, owned by Chuck Whitehall, developer of Icon Park, and IDL Parent. It's a 7-count complaint brought by Nakia Dodd and Yarnell Sampson, the parents of Tyre Sampson. They allege negligence and strict liability against all defendants. There was definitely negligence and liability. I can think of a bunch of reasons where the fault focuses of where the fault would lie. I don't understand why there wasn't a better process, why the crew wasn't better trained, why the crew didn't ask Tyre Sampson, who I think weighed about 340 pounds. I need to double check that. This sadly was something that should have never happened. And all we see in the video is one of the crew members just kind of talking, and just kind of shooting the breeze. And meanwhile, Tyre was on the other side. A 14-year-old kid who doesn't know better. Yeah, he weighed 340 pounds, was 6 feet 5 inches tall, and you don't necessarily have to know somebody's weight. And I know everybody's so worried about discriminating and not kicking somebody off and looking like they're and I get nobody wants to get into it with somebody, but you are being thrown up into the sky, a 430 foot, I think 330, I think, I don't know, 430 foot high ride, and then plunging down at 75 miles an hour plus the 3 or 4 G's. It was something that a crew member should have said, okay, I don't think your harness is on right. And you almost wonder if somebody forced it to click and forced it for the sensor. They were in a hurry. They were like, hurry up, get everybody, what's going on over there with that sensor? Push it down, let's get it down. Okay, good. Okay, we got it, let's go. And he was never in the ride correctly. And I'm not recreating, that's my theory is somebody tried to force the restraint around him so that he could be on the ride. And sadly, that killed him. So in the video, which now has been pulled from social media, you actually see him fall off and hit the ground. People on the ride go, get me off. I mean, they were scared to death. You saw people going up to him but not touching him because they say don't touch the victim. He was obviously extremely, extremely hurt, calling 911, frantic calls. And so I could just imagine a bunch of things. The problem is if a company built a ride, And the safety precautions aren't followed. Is the ride still at fault? Well, if the sensor was allowed to be rigged, if the sensor was allowed to be overridden, then that's a faulty machine. I mean, when you make a machine, you almost have to make it designed for somebody who could mess with it. I don't know. It'll be up to the lawyers to defend. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I get that these amusement park rides are huge. I've been to Six Flags. Six Flags was one of the scariest things I've ever done. I went through, surgery for possible cancer with less fear than being, than being up in the air, stories high. I can't say how many, sitting there upside down. It was the scariest thing, and I'm thinking to myself, the reason why I did it is because my kid went up there, and I'm like, I'm not going to let my kid do this by himself. If anything happens, I want to be able to grab him and catch him, and I know that's not realistic, but I'm like, I just can't let my baby go up there by himself. And he was of the height and weight that he could go, and so I went with him, and it was the scariest thing. It's just I just had to be there with my babies. I just couldn't. They wanted to go to Six Flags. Last time we went. But it was scary. And you're like, why do these exist? 430 foot tall drops. I understand people want to be scared. People want to be exhilarated. But, you know, you're putting your body into a position that's not natural. And I get some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, with that sort of logic, nobody would fly in a plane. I know. I mean, I fly in a plane. I don't like it, but I do. I fly a lot. You know, it is. You are putting yourself at risk. I mean, being in unnatural positions. That is a, it is. It's a risk. And I, my concern, and the reason why I'm not talking about, you know, flights, you know, I'm talking about them, although somebody could use the same argument that you could have a crew person that is, you know, half-assed. But, you know, with those amusement parks, I'm always very nervous about who is in charge of the day-to-day safety. And you have people working there and chewing gum and scratching their butts. And, you know, I mean, you rarely see engineers doing your belt check. You know, you rarely have an engineer going, all right, Dahlia, you know, I see you're a D cup. I don't know if the restraint is actually protecting you. You know, we might want to, you know, I mean, I don't see engineers, you know, personally verify that every single person is in their seat perfectly. So, I mean, the ride has to be inherently safe. But we're making these roller coasters. And I got to tell you, man, you know, because I remember as a kid, Magic Mountain in Valencia, California. And maybe I was too young to remember the really, really scary roller coasters. But I think I could say with certainty that the roller coasters are getting scarier and scarier and higher and higher. And more, you know, quote-unquote, death-defying. You know, the loop, now, maybe the safety is better than, you know, old ones made in the 20s and 30s, but I think in terms of the height, in terms of what they could do, it's frightening. And so they discovered what happened with Samson. Tyra Samson, the proximity sensor on the shoulder harness intended to keep riders in their seats was loosened to permit the harness to be opened 7 inches to accommodate his weight and physique. Safety experts have told WESH2 News, where I'm reading this from, that the seat sensor is designed to prohibit the whole ride from operating when harnesses are not fully closed. Quest reports state that the manual adjustment of a harness caused Samson's seat to be inadequately secured, leading to the teen falling from a seat through the harness opening as it descended. They are continuing to investigate why the adjustment was made. And if it was somebody saying, look, override, he's in, he's good, let's go, let's do this. Again, the crew, whoever hired the crew, whoever didn't train the crew, whoever had a piece of equipment that could such easily be overridden, that's a problem. The lawsuit lists Tyra's height at 6'2", weight at 380 pounds. Now, I've spoken to you guys about how, you know, I looked up a bunch of the amusement parks. They don't have the weight limits listed very easily. Disney and Disney World did it. They had the height. You have to be 54 inches, but they didn't, for some rides, they don't have the weight. And the average person does not think they weigh what they weigh. You know? When I look in the mirror, I feel like I weigh 110 pounds. I'm like, I look good. I don't weigh 110 pounds. A lot of us have not gone on a scale since COVID. So, and how does a 14-year-old know? He wanted to ride the ride. He assumed the park did their job. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine is reportedly asking the United States for $2 billion per month in emergency economic aid. Ukraine's finance minister telling the Washington Post that his country needs $5 billion a month in international aid, including $2 billion from the United States. This as Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells NBC News that the U.S. aid to the Ukrainians is having an impact.
I would point to the last 2 weeks and really the last 10 days when the United States has announced $1.6 billion in additional security assistance that is having a significant effect on the ground in terms of enabling Ukraine to continue to hold off and push back Russian forces.
Elon Musk appears to be on the verge of buying Twitter, and he says he wants his harshest critics to stay on the platform. Musk explaining his reasoning in a tweet, saying that is what free speech means. USA Radio News. China is pulling out all the stops in an effort to revitalize its economy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
China has announced it's bringing back coal-fired power plants as the ruling Communist Party tries to revive a struggling economy. Official plans call for boosting coal production capacity by 300 million tons this year. That's equal to 7% of last year's output of 4.1 billion tons, which is an increase of nearly 6% over 2020.
Attorneys for the family of Tyree Sampson say they're filing a wrongful death lawsuit in connection to the death of their son at a Florida amusement park. The teen fell to his death from an Icon Park freefall ride in Orlando about a month ago. State investigators previously concluded that manual adjustments made to two seats on the ride led to the 14-year-old's death. The boy also exceeded the weight limit for the ride as well. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, let's talk about something happy here. There is a 13-year-old genius about to graduate from the University of Minnesota. 13 years old. When I was 13, I was chewing Bubblicious. I was wearing a Smurf T-shirt. Or a pitiful T-shirt. And I don't know what I was doing when I was 13. But Elliot Tanner is going to have a bachelor's degree under his belt. I believe Elliot identifies as male. And the 13-year-old is graduating from the University of Minnesota. Physics, math has been his major. We are talking a bachelor's degree at the age of 13 when everybody else is in the 8th grade. Wow. Elliot is currently studying physics and math, majoring in physics, minoring in math, which, by the way, a lot when you do major in physics, you take so much math that you end up having a minor anyway. It just, but it's obviously a very, very difficult, that's like a 1-2 punch in terms of the heaviness of that. Elliot told ABC News, I have an incredible passion for physics. It's been one of my favorite things to do. The 13-year-old has maintained a 3.78 grade point average during his undergraduate research. Elliot first began classes at college when he was 9 years old. After several years of homeschooling, it only took him 2 years to complete an entire high school curriculum. Wow. Who's the homeschooler? I mean, wow, that mom or dad, that parent could be, I mean, just they could make one hell of a school. That's a business right there. His mother, Michelle Tanner, explained how by the age of 3, her son was already doing math and could read. She said people who hear Elliot's story says he doesn't get to be a kid or he grew up too fast. He still is very much a kid, and the only difference is he goes to school in a different building. Mike Wimmer is another genius from Salisbury, North Carolina, graduated from Rowan Cabarrus Community College last year at the age of 12 years old. Elena Wicker from Arizona finished high school through homeschooling and went off to college at the age of 12. Caleb Anderson became the youngest person ever to study aerospace engineering at the age of 12 in 2020. They say the youngest ever college graduate who has held the title for over 20 years is Michael Carney. Michael graduated from the University of South Alabama in 1994 with a degree in anthropology at the age of 10. But going back to Elliot, since this is Elliot's day in the sun, Elliot has been accepted onto the university's physics PhD program. Wow-wee. He and his family are going to explore all their options, right, in order to try and pay for the course, so far being met with dead ends. They're trying to apply for scholarships, fellowships, grants, and we have not been successful. Now, it's fascinating to me. This is fascinating to me, that you have a child that will not qualify for a scholarship or grant, a 3.78 student in physics and math not getting a scholarship for PhD. Now, scholarships used to go to, you know, merit. But now things are, I think, changing, where in order to get the scholarship, you need to be of a certain demographic. And I just read that. I am very shocked. And it's a white male. I am very shocked that there's no scholarships, fellowships, or grants that, I mean, maybe now that this is being made public, but I think there's a lot of criteria that is excluding white children. So the GoFundMe page, let me see how much they've raised. The GoFundMe page is already at $28,320. So his goal is to become a high-energy theoretical physicist and ultimately a professor of physics to inspire others. Now, I also wonder, why can't they get loans? See, if I were these parents, I would get a loan because it looks like, you know, eventually the government's going to wipe off student loans anyway. I wonder why they can't get student loans for the PhD program. Maybe it's because he's not over 18. I'm just fascinated by that. Well, so far they've raised about $28,320. I'll see if I could get a hold of the mom so we could get I would, God, I'd love to learn more. But I just thought somebody like that would have won every scholarship in the book, you would think. Not one scholarship? Something's not right. Now, there has been some outrage over a public university in Canada. There is a public university that has an opening for a research chair, somebody that chairs the research department in geography, earth science, environmental science, and sustainability. But the position is only available to qualified individuals who self-identify as woman, transgender, non-binary, or two-spirit. Men are barred from applying for the job. They say, according to this, especially if they're white. Now, I can't, I get that, you know, for years, decades, centuries, there has been discrimination. But you don't tackle discrimination with discrimination. So I'm looking right now at the ad. The call is only qualified individuals who self-identify as women, transgender, non-binary, or two-spirit. So what's the next step? Do men have to just say, I identify as a woman? I still want to wear pants and a shirt, but I identify as a woman. Or I'm non-binary. Is that what maybe we have to do to get a job? You know, I'm worried if people are just going to lie, because if they can't get a job, then they're going to say, I don't identify as. I mean, I told you guys, I mean, I, you know, prefer men's clothes. I love wearing my husband's boxers. Yeah, I love the fact that I've been a woman. I love the fact that I've given birth and all that. But I don't have to call myself a woman if that means I can get a job and support my family. I mean, this is obviously something that I think really needs to be looked at by the Supreme Court, because anybody could say, yeah, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to help those who have been underserved? But the more you make rules, the more you discriminate against them. They say these stipulations come as a surprise. The main campus is on Waterloo, Ontario. There are three more satellite campuses in the province. It's a public institution, meaning policies that discriminate based on gender are prohibited. You're not allowed to discriminate based on gender. But, yeah, so somebody...
That's what I found.
Oh, no, that's okay. We don't need Siri's input. So somebody who's... I mean, so you can be a transgender male. Because that's my worry. Somebody tries so hard to become a male and wants to be looked upon as society as a male and not be thought of as a transgender male, going, look, I'm male now. They then can't get the job unless they identify, no, I'm transgender male. You see how you're discriminating against the people you're trying to help? Somebody who wants to be a woman or somebody who wants to be a man doesn't want the label that they were transgender the whole time. They want to be known as, look, this is who I am. When you look at me, just assume this is who I am. Why do I have to be labeled? And now they have to go back and say, no, I'm a transgender male. I'm 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So pretend you're an airline, right? And what if an airline booked a flight and the pilot doesn't show up and the staff doesn't show up and you run out of staff or a pilot to take care of that flight? Well, you usually have to cancel the flight, and you lose that money. But some airlines, they don't want to lose the money. Right? You paid that airline to get you from A to B. So some of them are going to put you on a bus. Apparently, the ongoing pilot shortage has prompted U.S. airlines to replace planes with buses on some routes. in an attempt to tackle the issue of shortage issues. Bloomberg reported that United and American Airlines were among those using the new scheme. Now, I have to fly to New York, and I am taking Delta and United. I do not want to be on a bus from Las Vegas to New York. They better have a plane, and they better have staff. Labor shortages continue to pose problems for various industries, including aviation, where salary hikes and higher bonuses are being used to attract and retain talent. Bloomberg reported that United and American signed contracts with the Colorado Bus as Flight Company Landline to transport passengers and their luggage by bus on short domestic routes. You know, I've sat on a bus. Some of them, it's more roomy than the plane. I mean, you're not really getting food on the plane anyway. So, the only thing is I don't know how you get the drink. They probably just have drinks or go grab one and get to your seat. And then they just don't have, like, a flight attendant that's helping you. Then all they need is a bus driver. So you're basically taking the bus. United is expected to take passengers from Denver to smaller cities, including Breckenridge and Fort Collins. American's bus service is scheduled to begin on June 3rd. They're going to take people from New Jersey to Pennsylvania. This is being reported by Yahoo News. The pilot shortage has affected other airlines. Delta Airlines announced that it was reducing its education requirements for prospective pilots by abandoning the requirement for a four-year college degree. Now, I know some of you just gasped going, oh, what? They're going to have uneducated... Here's the thing. I get it. That, you know, I get nervous about that with medicine, but I got to admit, when I was in college for 4 years, I learned a lot of sciences. College, to me, taught you how to study. But much of what I learned at college, I don't want to say really helped me in medical school. Most of what I learned as a doctor, I learned in medical school. So same thing, most of what pilots learn. But what college does is it weeds out people that don't study well, that don't learn, that don't have good study habits. You know, but I mean, they're going to have to pass pilot school. They're going to have to still go through pilot training. Breeze Airways is combating the labor shortage by hiring pilots from Australia under the E3 visa program for skilled workers. Recently, United said it had cut 29 cities this summer indefinitely because its partner company, SkyWest Airlines, did not have enough pilots to fly the routes. Routes, football. So that's an issue. I mean, are you going to want to sit on a bus? I mean, the people always ask, why are we still having a labor shortage if the government finally stopped that extra 600 a week, then 400 a week, then 300 a week? It's because people got used to not working. And many of them who didn't have to pay rent got to save up a lot of money. And even on unemployment, got to save up a lot of money. You know, and look, I am a workaholic, and I work a lot. But I'm noticing that I am working less than I did. Even though I still work all the time. I'll see patients at all hours over the phone and things like that. I notice, and I feel like I'm okay with that. I'm okay with making less money and working less. Problem is a lot of the work I do, I don't get paid for. So that's probably why it looks like I'm working all the time. But in terms of my paid work, I work less. And I'm okay with it. You know, so I understand. I don't, it's not a good thing, but I can see where a lot of people are coming from because they're like, you know what, life's too short. You know, I want to be around the kids. I want to be around the pets. You know, I don't want to go back, you know, and work and do those long hours and, you know. And so that's a problem. If we have a pilot shortage that continues and we don't have enough, trained staff. I mean, I think what will help is this mask mandate reversal. You know, many people say, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, how could you be in support that the mask mandate is gone? Don't you want people to protect themselves? It's not even about that. My problem is the mandate. You made flight attendants and pilots become law enforcement and have to deal with unruly passengers and get hit. I think another flight attendant was just beat up by a passenger. This has to stop. And the only way you relieve some of that pressure is to not force them to be law enforcement when they were never supposed to be law enforcement. So stop the masks. Yeah, if they don't have to do the mask mandate, oh, you got to put that mask back up, mask back up, mask back up. I mean, look, I really appreciate all you flight attendants, but I have to admit, tensions are very high. You know, it is a very unpleasant experience being around a flight attendant who has to be the mask police. They don't want to be the mask police. You don't want to be policed. You know, how many flight attendants said, to hell with this? Already flight attendants were feeling overworked and underpaid. So whether it's a pilot shortage or a flight attendant, you can have a pilot, but if you have no staff, not to mention the mechanics, the food. So it's not an easy time. Teachers, I don't know if you guys realize it, but teachers are leaving in droves. In my neck of the woods last week, we were told that three students were arrested in separate incidences in Clark County schools, meaning three different schools had violent issues. Police and school district officials said a student pulled a knife on a teacher at Foothill High in Henderson. An eighth grader threatened a teacher with scissors at Sawyer Middle School in Southwest Las Vegas, and a student entered a classroom that wasn't his at Palo Verde High and repeatedly shoved a teacher who told him to leave. Now, that's a problem. I mean, in one day we had three arrests because of students. I mean, if I was a teacher and I felt I was underpaid and overworked, I would say, to heck with this, let me go back to online. And that's not all students. Most students are good kids. But for some reason, you have people acting out, violent, having mental illness. We're going to lose our teachers. We're going to lose more doctors, more nurses. I mean, how many times was I assaulted by patients? Especially in the ER. Yeah, and I know it came with the territory, and, you know, I learned how to block really well, and, you know, I learned how to just kind of bite my tongue and, you know, still provide good care and, you know, do what I had to do. But I could understand why some people, because, again, I grew up in an age where, you know, it's going to be painful. You just get through it. A lot of the younger generations are like, why do I have to go through pain? Why do I have to go through assault? Why do I have to be in a toxic work environment? Why do I have to, you know, wake up early and not get good sleep? If there's another way, I want to do that. And I understand that generation. Everybody goes, oh, that generation is lazy and they feel entitled. Maybe that generation is evolutionarily, you know, protecting the species, because they're like, you do need sleep. You don't need toxicity. The problem is you do need income. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.